Masters with us to have a look at the program of racing from Pakenham tonight. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, good, thanks, Nards.
Pakenham Racing, what did you make of the 8-race program?
I thought it was a pretty tough program. I've liked the last few weeks, but this is a little bit tougher than I think. The maidens are very even, and maybe a little bit of relief later in the program.
Well, this is a race where we're a meeting where we're working off of a good 4-rated track, obviously with warm conditions predicted. Race one, a 3-year-old maiden over 1,000. You can take out 3 and also 14. Number one, Bionics at 4. Down to Allardade at 6. 5 for Harborel. Down to Miss Troublemaker at $5.50. And Cullum What You Like at $5.
Yeah, interesting race. I'm going to go with the first starter, Harborel. Philip Stokes has been really hitting the mark in recent times with these first starters in the maidens. He's grading them beautifully, and Harborel, I think, has trialled up well enough at Balnarring recently, albeit in slow time, but I think can run well. 13, Call Him What You Like. Pick up ride for Dwayne Dunn with Jason Maskill indisposed, but looks a legitimate chance and has to be regarded. 7, Allardade resumes from a spell, trialled quite well recently at Cranbourne. And 10, Miss Troublemaker's got very good speed, makes its debut off the back of a good jump out at Cranbourne. But I think probably 8 and 13 are the key runners for me, Nards. 8, 13, 7 and 10.
So we go 8 from 13, 7, 10, race 1. Race 2, maiden 1,400. You can take out runners 4 and also 9. We've got number 1, Absoltina at 4.40, 2.20 for North Africa. Down to 5.50 Anchorman, 6.50 for Templar, and we're looking at big odds the others.
Yeah, another competitive maiden. I'm going to go with North Africa. He's been very frustrating, I'd imagine, for connections, punters and the like, but there's been a lot of scenarios where he's either been outgraded, or I just don't know if they've got gear changes right with him, etc. I think this is a really good option for him, and I'm going to give him one last go. Absolutin is the real query runner. Hasn't raced for a long time, but has been trialling up quite well. Makes its return to the track here. I think it's a big watch runner. 6 Anchorman made good ground late last start from Barrier 1. Should get a cheap run. And 8 Templar, disappointed last start, but has trialled well since then. Next best. 3, 1, 6 and 8.
So we go 3 from 1, 6 and 8. Now to the third, a maiden over 1,600, and you can take out 2, 6 and also 9. We've got number 5, Prince Polanski at 4.20, down to Sir Gawain at 9, 7 for So Schmick, 3.10 for Samusu, and then we're down to Taberna, who's at $3.20.
I'm going to go with Prince Polanski here, Nards. But all 3 runs today, I think, have been not too bad, and I think we'll run the 1,600 strongly, and I think it's just got a good chance in, a very even and competitive maiden. 12, Taberna was... I thought she'd win last week. Probably just got exposed and got on the wrong leg a bit early last week, and I'm quite forgiving of that defeat. From Barrier 1 here, could just be tucked away and probably get an easier run. 7, Sir Gawain, wasn't a bad run last start, and he's the one probably a little bit over the odds. He's been quite consistent, and So Schmick, who had every chance pretty much at Seymour last start, but there with some hope again. But the race doesn't end there. It's a very even race. 5, 12, 7 and 8.
5 from 12, 7, 8. We look at race 4 over 2,000. In this race, we've got number 3, Hadir at 3.70, 6.50 for Croatian, 8.50 Pembroke Isle, 7 for My Taranaki, and then we've got River Mist at 3.10.
Yeah, I'm going to go with River Mist. Had the first run for the Ellerton Zara team last time out and ran well, and has been progressing up nicely as a middle distance sort of type and gets its chance here. To beat 7 Croatian, another one, an ex-Weir Galloper that ran well first up for the Pat Cannon stable, and on the strength of that performance looks a legitimate hope here. Pick-up ride for Ben Allen. 11, My Taranaki looks a genuine stayer. It's had the 2 runs to date and has some hope. And 10, Hot Blonde's going to go around big odds. Didn't mind a recent jump out. That run on debut was quite good. And while she's first up at 2,000, looks a really natural stayer, I'd be putting her in trifectas and first fours. 12, 7, 11 and 10.
12 from 7, 11 and 10. Now we go to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddy. You can take out the 2. We've got number 1, Think I'm Dreaming at 1.30. Naomi at 9, 5 for Zabriz. They're the only 3 that are given a chance at single figures.
Yeah, she's going to be the shortest favourite of the night. Think I'm Dreaming. I couldn't jump into her at that price, but I don't know what beats her. The 2 runs in have been good. I'm going to throw Goosey Fair in the quaddie just in case. First run for Kevin Corstens. He's got a really good knack of getting these horses going. And the best of her form is competitive. Zabriz won okay first up, was very plain second up when the market didn't like her at all. From barrier one, gets a cheap run, and maybe Naomi next best. But I think I'm dreaming the one to beat, Goosey Fair, the query runner. 1, 5, 4, 3.
So we go 1 from 5, 4, and 3. Over to race number 6, and this is a 1,400-metre race. We can see there are no scratchings. Number 1, Dinner Lake at 8, 7.50 Almighty Gold. East India Man is at $2 fave. Lady of Krabili at 4, and then we're down to Aesthetic, who's an $8 chance.
I'm going with the East India Man. I think he's a talented horse. He might have just got it a little bit wrong first up. He was a bit keen, a bit fresh. The blinkers come off tonight, and I just think he's found his right race. Aesthetic battled on okay first up at Sandown. Will be fitter for that run, and has to be some hope. And Lady of Krabili, she's been in the wilderness for a fair while, but that first up run was at least encouraging. I thought she hit the line quite well, and on the strength of that, 1,400's going to suit. They're the three mains for me, and Almighty Gold was very well ridden to win on debut, but second horse has won since, and he might be a progressive enough type, but does look the right race for East India Man. 6, 9, 8, and 5.
6, 9, 8, 5. Race 7 over 1,200. We can take out the 4. We've got number 1, Class of Plenty at 8. Jenna K 215, Moorgate at 850, Undoubtable Miss at 650, Vogue Empress is at $6.50.
I'm tipping Jenna K. She is back in distance on that last start win, but it was a really good effort, and I just think she's quite a progressive horse in a race that a lot of these have hit their mark. The other one that I really like the way she's shaping up is Tug of War, number 6. It was a good win on debut. Thought it was a terrific run at Sandown last start back to the inside. I think she can run well. Class of Plenty was big odds and got into the placings first up off the back of a good trial, can run well again. And Vogue Empress first run for Philip Stokes is a big query runner. 3, 6, 1, 9.
So we go 3 from 6, 1, and 9, and then we go out to the last race, 8 over 1,200. In this event, you can take out runners 10 and also 14. Number 2, Lorchetti at 460, 4 Camp View, 750 Necessary, 460 for Retorno, and we're looking at longer odds the others.
This is an interesting race because I think there's some value in this race. I like number 5, Tell the Truth. He's a horse that I'm a bit of a fan of. I like him early in a preparation. I thought he trialled pretty well recently at Caulfield, just idling along behind them. And what he'll do, as opposed to a few of these, he'll be really strong at the end of 1,200 metres. The other one that's going to be strong at this trip is Camp View for Philip Stokes. I think he's the main danger. 13, Chavuma will make its own luck up on the speed and give a good sight. And 2, Lorchetti, who's drawn wide, will need a bit of luck early, but going okay. 5, 3, 13 and 2.
5, 3, 13, 2. And what's your best roughy quaddy and play of the day?
Best is race 6, number 6, East India Man. Best value is the last Nards. Race 8, number 5, Tell the Truth. Quaddy, first leg 1 and 5. Second leg 6, 8 and 9. Third leg 1, 2, 3, 6 and 9. And come home on 3 and 5. And play of the day, just the daily double of the numbers in the first leg of the daily double, 6, 8 and 9, second leg 3 and 5.
Very good. Thank you very much for that, Dean, and good luck.
Beauty. Thank you, Nard.